Sylvia. Hi, Sylvia. Thank you for calling and thank you for your patience.
Love your newsletter and love this program. I listened to it all these years I've listened to you.
Oh,
now,
I'm
this
glad
year
you...
I had a gallbladder removal. And when I went back for my follow-up checkup, I asked her, is there any food that I should or should not be eating now that my gallbladder is gone? And she said, no, just eat whatever you want. Well, I'm sorry, I just can't hardly believe that with an organ that important being gone, that you wouldn't miss something must be different.
Yes, ma'am, there is. Yeah, there is. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you're right, there is.
I know, that's all I was going to say. I'm just going to ask for your suggestions.
Oh, okay, that one's unfortunately pretty simple because people have been having their gallbladders out since who knows when. And back in the 1920s, a company called Standard Process, and no, I know I mentioned them last time, but they're the only ones who make this, and I don't work for them, and they don't pay me any money or nothing. But they put together a product, knowing about this gallbladder removal problem, called Cholacol, C-H-O-L-A-C-O-L, C-H-O-L-A-C-O-L. Now, what is Cholacol? It just happens to be so-called bile salts, which is exactly what the gallbladder makes. And they're only recommended to be used when we happen to eat something fatty or oily. Because then here we go with fatty or oily and saying Thanksgiving dinner and other fatty oily foods again. Now, what many people notice is after they have their gallbladders out, why, if they just happen to look in the toilet, and I know it's not an amazing, wonderful sight, but if they just happen to look in the toilet, oh, gee, the stool form there, it isn't as dark brown as it was before, or it isn't like what I wipe off my shoe when I go for a walk in the park. Instead, it's a lighter color. Well, what that means is absence of bile salts, because bile salts are what give it the darker color. So anyway, if you're seeing that, you've just done your own, sorry about this, but toilet test.
That's what I'm doing. I'm seeing it.
Yep, well, then you need the Cholacol, and especially important, just after, it's a just after thing, meals that contain substantial amount of fat or oil, fish or Thanksgiving turkey dinner or whatever, C-H-O-L-A-C-O-L, as far as I'm aware, and I'd be happy for anybody to tell me there's competition, but as far as I'm aware, that's the only company that has this stuff on the market. They've had it on the market for nearly 100 years now, and unfortunately, the medical doctors, including me, I'm not blaming any medical doctors, including me, were not informed about this in school. So, in medical school, that is. So, and they just didn't, that's why you got that standardized answer, ma'am. I'm very, very sorry. Now, here's another thing that you and everybody out there who's having gallbladder spasms needs to know. All right. In the 1980s, a book was published by a doctor who happened at that time to be the chair. We didn't have to say chairperson at that time. We could say chairman. He was the chairman of the American College of Allergy. No kidding. And in his book, he told us that he had prevented gallbladder surgery in over 100 people, yes, by simply doing food allergy testing, finding out what foods they were allergic to, and having them stop them. And he says, all that gallbladder attacks usually are, it's not 100%, but it's damn close, excuse the language, all the gallbladder attacks are spasms in the gallbladders are caused by allergy, just like allergies cause spasms in a lot of other places. For example, migraine headaches are very frequently caused by food allergy, causing the blood vessels in the head to spasm. So anyway, ma'am, you had your gallbladder out, but you didn't have your allergies removed. I'm sorry. And those allergies...
I'm no,
sorry,
I
you didn't. Those
but
allergies
I
are just...
I have recovered pretty nicely. I had it done in March. And I've been on a non-gluten diet for years and a very healthy diet. So I did recover fine, but I do have the light, a light stool. And I think maybe I'll just, I'm not having any bad feelings about it.
Good.
But I just wondered if maybe I should be avoiding fat.
No, ma'am. Just get yourself the Cholacol and take it enough to turn it to the right color.
Yeah. Okay, I will. C-H-O-L-O-A-C-H-O-L.
C-H-O-L-A-C-O-L. C-H-O-L-A-C-O-L. Cholacol.
Oh, okay. I got it. Thanks thanks, Dr. Wright, and also thanks for playing that chamber music. I love your quartets and stuff. Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everybody else, if you're having gallbladder attacks, please, please, please consider getting a food allergy test done. And if you stop your food allergies, don't eat them anymore, you have a very good chance of having the gallbladder attacks just simply go away. And the reason I was mentioning that also to Sylvia is that if she's still eating stuff that was causing gallbladder attacks, and I know her gallbladder's gone, so she's not having attacks anymore, she still has an immune system that is having to fight unusually hard against the things that were previously causing the gallbladder attacks. And we don't want anybody's immune system to get exhausted before we get to be 117 or whatever it is and don't care anymore. So it is wise, even if we have had our gallbladder attack stopped by having the gallbladder removed, which never needs to be done according to this doctor who wrote the book on food allergies. Anyway, it is wise, even if we've had our gallbladders out, to find out what food allergies we still got, and then stop eating them or get them desensitized, which is also possible, so we can continue eating them if they happen to be our favorite foods. Okay.